Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Time now for DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, our usual weekly get-together going through much of the knowledge and the research that Ken has done during the past week to bring you up to date on items that are currently on all of our minds, like COVID continues to be something that the medical community is grappling with. I don't think they're still trying to understand it. I think there are nuances that come into play all the time, so we need to keep you updated on that. So let's start, Ken, with the people being hospitalized with COVID-19 and what's happened with the group that was early on, like 2 years ago, hospitalized. Where is that today?
Well, let me just back up on what you said earlier. We are definitely still learning about this. Anyone who says they know everything about COVID-19, let me reassure you, you will be proven wrong, because this has been one of the most unpredictable illnesses ever faced by physicians. And if anyone would have predicted in 2020, it would still be the lead story on our show over 2 years later, would not have predicted that. So this has been a very unpredictable illness, a brand new illness, made up of newer and newer causes of these viruses keep changing. And we're going to be continuing to deal with this, and we're going to learn how to live with it, but it's not going to go away. And we're going to talk about remnants from the last pandemic of 1918. So it'll get a little eerie, but stay tuned. So let's talk about what Doug just mentioned. The news about hospitalized patients with COVID-19, at least half of the patients hospitalized with COVID-19 still have at least one symptom 2 years after their initial infection. So the symptoms such as fatigue, shortness of breath, and sleep problems last up to 2 years. If you have any reason why you don't want to get COVID-19, I hope I just gave you reasons 1 through 10.
All right. Now, with regard to COVID and the newer variants, the people who early on complained about losing their sense of smell and taste, is that happening as frequently now as it did?
Well, according to the medical journal Otolaryngology Head and Neck Surgery out just this week, what we're learning is what a lot of people are suspecting, but they studied this carefully, that loss of smell and taste, Doug, which have been tied to COVID-19 infections. But in this new study, it shows that these telltale traits are much less likely with the Omicron variant than with the earlier Alpha and Delta versions of the coronavirus. So the more recent variant, the one that we've seen since Thanksgiving and Christmas of this past year, seems to have a lot less of the taste and smell issues. That's been my experience. It still can occur, but it's very less likely.
Mm-hmm. All right, there's a story that I saw this week about the FDA limiting the use of Johnson & Johnson shots because of the blood clot possibilities. You want to give us a little bit more on that? I think we've been in and out of this a couple of times. This is basically for adults, not for younger people. But is Johnson & Johnson even, does it have a usable variant that can be used for people under 18, like the others do?
No, I think what this has done recently is going to move people away from Johnson & Johnson shot. And this was especially noted in people who got a booster of the Johnson & Johnson. It has not been noted in the mRNA technology, the Pfizer drug, the one that's produced and one that's produced, in your neck of the woods.
Yeah.
So this new technology, the mRNA, doesn't seem to have it, but the Johnson & Johnson, and it's not that all that frequent, but there is this observation of increased clotting in people who have gotten that. Fortunately, it's rare, but the feeling is that We have other choices of vaccinations that don't have this issue at all. So why even take a tiny
Why mess with it? Yeah, why do it? Why get involved with it at all?
Moderna,
all right, next up.
The Moderna or the Pfizer is where you want to be right now.
Where you want to be. The infections from COVID apparently have a good side in that the research, at least preliminarily, looks like if you get COVID, you're not going to get a cold. Well, there wasn't much flu around, or the last couple of years I haven't seen a whole lot of colds. I've noticed people getting them now, but is that true? Do you think that has had is there a connection there?
Well, let's untangle all the things the web you just wove. If you notice people getting a cold right now, it's probably Omicron. And it's been estimated that at least half the country has had Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
And Omicron, the most recent variant, and there are sub-variants, and I won't get too deep into the weeds, but the Omicron presents more as an upper respiratory infection. The original strain and Delta presented more as a lower respiratory infection in the lungs. So if you notice people right now having cold symptoms, very good chance they have Omicron. And what we hear based on a study in Science Advances this week is that if you get infected with COVID-19, the silver lining may be that this helps protect against the common cold, because the SARS-CoV-2 virus that has caused COVID-19, it belongs to a large and diverse family of coronaviruses that also includes the common cold virus. So when you make antibodies, natural immunity against the COVID-19 virus, it crosses over and helps attack the common cold virus, because these viruses are all from the same family. Does that make sense?
Yes, and I want to, after we pause for a couple of messages, I want to take that one step further to ask what the impact has had, or what the impact has been on the flu, the seasonal flu, the connection to COVID. So we get to that as we continue here on DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen with a word on Calitrin. Calitrin is I guess I've been crowing about this for almost 6 years now. Calitrin, the natural weight loss, not a substitute, but it's the help that comes. If you look at toploss.com, their website, and see all of the testimonials from the hundreds of people who have volunteered to send info in to toploss.com so you can read about their experiences. Healthy weight loss, very important. More important is to stay healthy, keeping the weight off, and that's where Calitrin comes in. Now, here's something new on the Calitrin front. For a lot of, since we've been talking about this, it's been available as a liquid or a capsule, but now they have made a powdered form available, a flavorless powder. You pour it, use it into, pour a glass of juice or water or whatever it is, and simply put it in and stir it around and drink it. Just before you go to bed, it'll have the same impact on you as taking either the capsule or the liquid. And the good thing also about Calitrin right now is that for the remainder of this week, there's the Mother's Day buy three, get three free the free for all is going to do all kinds of alliteration there. Mix the powder, mix the capsules, mix the liquid together. Buy it any way you want to. Get one of each and then get another one of each without paying for it. Get on. But the important thing isn't so much what you pay for it. It's what you get after you've spent the money if you stick to the program. Losing weight, keeping it off. Go on to the website today, right now while you're thinking about it. Because if you're frustrated, haven't lost the weight, or kept it off, this is the way to do it for sure. It's toploss.com. The story is complete all across the board of Calitrin. Success stories, as I say. And when you check out, use the DJV code. Free shipping and these fabulous deals that are available. Different all the time, but the Mother's Day special is what you ask for now at toploss.com.
KFC knows that when it comes to chicken sandwiches, there's good and there's finger-licking good.
A chicken sandwich? That's good. A 100% white meat KFC chicken sandwich so delicious it forces you to rethink everything you know about sandwiches, including whether or not they even need buns, but then you remember how good a brioche bun can be and then having to rethink your rethinking? That's finger-licking good.
KFC's chicken sandwich, always served hot and crispy, in your choice of classic or spicy. Order now on the KFC app. Kentucky Fried Chicken, that's finger-licking good.
Prices and product availability may vary.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Cards issued by Celtic Bank, member FDIC.
Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's credit cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp's software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 3.3% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join. ramp.com/join.
Back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health, an overview of what's going on, the sort of thing that one wants to know about traditional medicine, conventional thinking, if there is any such thing as that anymore. So we were talking about COVID-19 and how it might, if you get it, help you from getting a cold. So can that be translated to the flu? Because I know there are a number of studies that have focused on this. Does the virus keep you from getting the regular flu, or will they all be one and the same someday?
Well, let's talk about where the flu is right now, because this is a different virus. And out of Nature Communications this week, there's really an interesting study that may change the way we view how the flu, which you're talking about, has evolved, which it did evolve from the last pandemic in 1918. But the theory about how it evolved is about to change dramatically based on this study that came out this week, because recently in Germany, there was genetic material discovered from the original pandemic in 1918. Isn't that amazing?
It is amazing.
So they were able to just very recently, these scientists, and it was published this week in Nature Communications, be able to get the genetic exact type of the flu that caused the last pandemic in 1918. So that, which is
so
called...
what did they find?
The virus is called H1N1. It's commonly known as swine flu, and it appears to be a direct descendant. What we're dealing with right now, today's flu, Doug, is H1N1, and this is commonly called swine flu, which you were asking about before. But the key is that today's flu appears to be a direct descendant from the influenza virus that caused the catastrophic 1918 pandemic. Mm-hmm. And if this theory is correct, it contradicts the other hypothesis that had been floating all this time that held that today's seasonal flu actually emerged through different viruses sharing their genetic code.
Wow. Very interesting. I want to connect the dots to the avian flu. We talk about the swine flu. Now there's a new outbreak this year of the avian flu, which hasn't been around for 8 or 10 years. I want to talk about that and how it affects people as we continue at DJV Health.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back to the Wilco department. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. And by the way, speaking of Wilco, you can use Wilco. You can call Wilco. Is an old expression about calling, will call, and that's what that means. So if you're interested in touching base with Dr. Ken, either personally in his clinic at Lake Cardiology in Montura, Florida, or if you want to be on the telemedicine call, you can do that. Just give a ring to his office, 352-735-1400, 352-735-1400. Make an appointment to either see Ken in person or on the telemedicine, because all that stuff, you know, I think there are people getting away from it. I noticed we have a mandate in our town starting next month. Everybody has to go back to having in-person meetings. You can wear a mask if you want to. You find that more and more people are coming back to your office instead of you doing the telemedicine, unless they're not local. Ken?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
They want to be in the office. They want to see you. They want to talk it through. All right. Speaking of talking it through, we were, you know, the connection to the various flus, you were talking about swine flu. Now there's an outbreak of avian flu, which is birds affecting chickens. And there have been a number of, it actually is worse, it's getting worse quickly. I don't know in your part of the world whether it's a problem, but it is in my part of the world. So what's the, they're all called flus. The avian flu, the swine flu, the COVID flu. So what's the benchmark for a flu, and is it different in animals than it is in humans?
Well, boy, let's unpack all that. The common thread that these are viral illnesses, illnesses caused by a virus, and there are millions of these viruses around. It's just that everybody's thinking about viruses now because of COVID-19, but these viruses have been around forever. And some viruses live in animals and then move on to humans. Some viruses don't exist in animals and just stay human to human. And some viruses just stay in animals. And all of the above, there are all these different variations. So the reason why this sounds so dense and confusing is because these viruses don't act the same way. Some of them like animals, some of them like humans, and some of them like both. And the avian flu that you're talking about is a particular flu that has as its natural host birds, and then somehow has changed itself, this virus, so that it is able to cross over and also infect humans. And that's where I think you are hearing about it.
Right. Well, I have chickens on my farm, and they had been free-range chickens, 100 chickens wandering around the barnyard and out in the pasture and stuff. We've had to cage them and put a net over the cage so that birds can't get in. You know, a lot of times the birds fly in and try to eat the same stuff the chickens are eating, whether it's meal or whatever it is the chickens are eating. The birds come down, they want to eat the same stuff. And it could be that they impact or affect the chickens, cause them to get it, and then it can be in the eggs, or it can be in the meat, a connection, and it's not apparently good for humans to be exposed to that stuff. So I know there have been places here, I think there was one slaughterhouse that did away with 30,000 chickens because they were suspected of having the avian flu. So not something to mess with. Although on the other side of it, sometimes these things get exaggerated, and so you got to try to figure out yourself what's what. And, you know, I guess what's the old expression, a word to the wise is a fish. And somebody says don't eat chicken because, you know, they can't really prove whether the flu bug is in it or not. Then perhaps you think about eggs and stuff like that. Yeah.
I think you have to try to protect your animals from these birds.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Dr. Ken and Doug here on DJV Health with another half hour coming right up.
Good news. Not all communication is being canceled, especially for the case of a Tennessee woman who was recently kidnapped by her ex-boyfriend. This is Bill Martinez, Man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. The victim was able to communicate to a clerk with a simple hand gesture that she needed help. The savvy clerk understood the hand gesture and called police, who were able to rescue the woman. It reminds us just how important communication is to our human culture. It connects us with family, friends, even would-be heroes. Sometimes we never know the difference even a smile can make for someone who may be losing hope for human connection. A word of encouragement, a touch, something that costs so little can be so priceless. Let's make today the day that we look for an opportunity to encourage and lift a fellow sojourner in this life that we're navigating. You never know, you may find yourself at the right place in time to be the difference for a fellow man or woman.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Hey, Dad, cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Two top Republican lawmakers who are also mothers are demanding the Biden administration's FDA immediately address the nationwide shortage of baby formula. Representative Ashley Hinson of Iowa and House Republican Conference Chair Elise Stefanik of New York sent a letter demanding answers. Representative Stefanik.
House Republicans are here to push for action from the FDA and the Biden administration, who should have had a plan for this shortage months ago.
The nationwide supply of infant formula has decreased 40% since April, while Abbott Laboratories announced a Similac recall, which exacerbated those shortages. In related news, there's no escaping the pain at the pump. AAA updated the national average on Thursday, showing prices up a penny to $4.41 a gallon. That's 17 cents more than last week. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Administrators for the Oxford, Michigan School District have turned down State Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate last November's school shooting. However, some parents and students want her to step in. Tim Berg has the details.
Parents and students in the Oxford Community Schools are livid with the school board for refusing Attorney General Dana Nessel's offer to investigate the November 30th shooting at the high school. Buck Meyer is the father of Tate Meyer, who was among the four killed that day, and says what went wrong needs to be figured out. He believes the board's refusal to work with Nessel is an admission of guilt.
15-year-old Ethan Crumbly is charged in the shooting. His parents, James and Jennifer Crumbly, are facing involuntary manslaughter charges. Israel has advanced plans for the construction of more than 4,000 settler homes in the occupied West Bank. Thursday's decision came a day after the military demolished homes and other structures in an area where hundreds of Palestinians face the threat of expulsion. It's the biggest advancement of settlement projects since President Joe Biden took office. His administration is opposed to the settlement expansion. Actress Ashley Judd is encouraging people to seek help for their mental health after the loss of her mother, country star Naomi Judd. She died earlier this month at the age of 76. The movie star spoke to Good Morning America about the importance of resources like the National Suicide Prevention Hotline. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker, or whether you're a school teacher, or whether you're a scientist, or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to GCNTaxCut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. GCNTaxCut.com, GCNTaxCut.com.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here, second half hour as we swing back into action, understanding the impact of some of the research Ken has done this week and connecting with some of the journals from the medical world. Here's one about risk factors that have been linked to Alzheimer's and dementia. There are 8 of them in common. So do you have them? Is it like an A, B, C, D, E, F, G thing?
Well, I have 1 through 8, and they're... This was published this week in JAMA Neurology, the Journal of the American Medical Association. The headline being that there are 8 risk factors that have been identified. They're linked to nearly 40% of Alzheimer's and dementia cases, which is the first time in a long time that we have refined the list of risk factors for dementia. So this is really important. Shall we go over them? Do we have time?
Please. Yeah, no, I think we need to. I'm going to make some notes myself, although I'm told by the people researching my brain that I don't have to worry about it. But it's still something that, because the news media grabs onto stuff, I want to have answers. Asking you the questions about it helps me and others listening. Well, when somebody gets into a discussion about it, let's say it's in your family, what are the facts? What do you need to know? So this list is a complete list of the main risk factors that are linked to most of Alzheimer's and dementia cases. Ken, so go ahead.
Right. And these are things that you can work with your physician to improve. And that's why they're so important. So these are items that have been identified that lead to dementia and items that if you improve, resolve, will actually dramatically lower your risk of getting dementia. The first one's a little maybe surprising, but hearing loss. And if you think about it, it just decreases. It does. It decreases the input of signals, of stimulation to the brain. So if you're noticing some of this today, don't be ashamed about it, about getting a hearing aid. You know, no one's ashamed. Most of us aren't ashamed about wearing glasses, and that's just a seeing aid. Right now, there's so many impressive technologies. If you haven't been to the store to look for a hearing aid or to talk to the doctor about it, in a few years, you'd be amazed about the technology. It's small. People won't even know you're wearing it, and they'll help immensely. So hearing loss. Next, not surprising, but a current smoker. And diabetes, depression, midlife high blood pressure, low education, physical inactivity, and midlife obesity. Those are the eight.
There you go. So you can kind of... It's with the old word to the wise. I've used that already here once today, but it's true. Thinking about those things, they're all easy to change if you put your mind to it. There's nothing there. There's nothing genetic that you mentioned. You can't change your genetics. Those are all practical risk factors and things that you can all deal with, the diet, et cetera, exercise. So that's good to know. I think a lot of common sense.
Should I go over them quickly again?
Yeah, please.
Just let me read this list. Hearing loss, current smoking, diabetes, depression, midlife hypertension, low education, physical inactivity, and midlife obesity.
Some would wonder, why does a lack of formal education play a role here? Is that how the brain, but it's how the brain works, right?
Well, I mean, right. It's mental stimulation. It's like exercising the brain. A desire for lifelong learning may start early, and therefore people will tend to stimulate their brain more. And if you have had up until this point a low level of education, it doesn't mean you can't change.
Yeah, go back to school.
Start enjoying and reading.
Learn a new language. That's always good to
do crossword puzzles. Yes,
yep.
That is learning a new language is unbelievably great exercise for the brain. Education just exercises the brain and keeps it young.
One of the things I'm most thankful for, having done this most of my life, made my living as a radio person, I've always been an inquisitive sort, and I think being prepared every day for different kinds of conversations in many different areas, frankly, has led to me having a very active and solid brain. Do I forget things from time to time? Do I forget names especially? Yeah. But I'm told that has nothing to do with Alzheimer's. That has to do with what's going on in the natural aging of the brain. Am I kidding myself or is that true?
Correct. It's the ability to think. To make logical thoughts. That's really where the dementia shows itself. For short-term memory, making associations of names, you just met somebody, that all always diminishes in all of us as we get older. And that's not the kind of brain loss that we're dealing with. These are examples of true inabilities to think and to remember things that you really should be remembering. You know, where are my keys? You know, what day of the week it is? What planet am I on? What year is it?
So you're going to get a kick out of this. The latest thing that troubled me, I was thinking about the movie 10. We were talking about it on DJV, and I couldn't remember Bo Derek's name to save my soul. And I thought to myself, oh, my God, I thought she was fabulous. She was sexy, wonderful. Why can't I remember her name? And then I went off to do something else, and all of a sudden, poop, into my brain comes Bo Derek. So, what is, you know, people worry about stuff. I mean, that's how it is with me now. And I think with a lot of people that are our age, It seems to me, I don't think I'm kidding myself, it just is part of the aging process, and I don't beat my ass. On the air sometimes I say to the ladies of the DJV show, okay, what am I searching for?
Well, I think people, there's a subset of people who have challenges with names their whole life, even when they're in their best of mental
best
status.
Of times. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And I think that just carries on, and it begins to raise concerns when you do it in older life. But, you know, think about it. In your youth, that probably wasn't – you had great strengths, but that probably wasn't one
of them. Yeah, no, I've never been good at names. That's a very important – that's very effective. Yeah, I've never been good at names. Great at other things. I can drive from here to Florida on the back roads, never get lost.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Okay.
So it's the change. And so that's, I just wanted to remind you of that because,
thank you.
Because I know that about you. And that's why I think it's less of a concern, especially in so many people who have that same course where earlier in life it was always an issue also. And they just become a little overly concerned because, wow, what's happening?
Can't remember that name. Oh.
Exactly.
Here's a thought from the folks at MyPillow that probably will impact your ideas about buying things you need for your bedroom. There is a BOGO sale, an extravaganza. Buy one, get one free. You know that's what BOGO stands for. And there are a whole host of things in the MyPillow catalog, MyPillow products, that will allow you to buy one and get another one without having to pay for it. So let's improve the quality of your sleep with MyPillow helping you out a little bit. Get one, buy one, get one free on all the sheets, the Giza sheets, the pillows, the towel sets. Now, when I say pillows, I mean everything, including like the roll and go pillows, the dog pillows, all that sort of thing. To take advantage of all of these and so many more specials, just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV. You'll normally get 30 to 65% off anyway using the DJV code for anything in the sleep department. But the BOGO deal is even better than that. So get on it. If you're looking for anything new to help you in the bedroom, that is as far as getting sleep is concerned, can't help you with the other stuff, but with sleep, yep, we can. MyPillow catalog, the products are in there, all of them listed. Get 30 to 65% off, including these BOGO deals using the DJV code. That's it at MyPillow.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
Is your child getting the personalized attention they need to excel in math? Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. We assess each child's strengths and weaknesses, creating a customized learning plan. The Mathnasium method gives them the critical thinking skills they need to thrive, with the option to attend face-to-face online sessions or come to one of our 1,000 neighborhood learning centers. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math. Learn more at mathnasium.com.
right, back with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen. We're talking about Alzheimer's. So there's another overview. There's no surprise here, at least to me, when you look at the devastating effect of social media on people, especially their mental health. So what does this study prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, Ken?
Exactly. This confirms what you're thinking, and it comes out of, it's amazing how there's a journal for everything. Cyber psychology, behavior, and social networking.
Okay.
Say that five times quickly.
No, I'm not going to do that, but thank you anyway for the opportunity.
Published. So as you say, it's no secret that too much social media, Doug, can be bad for one's mental health. But the news this week is that taking even a brief break from TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter can ease the symptoms of depression and anxiety. Staying off social media for a week, then for some study participants, gaining about 9 hours of free time, which improved their well-being.
Mm-hmm. This is the Journal of Cyber Psychology. I wanted to say that once myself. Cyber psychology. Say that 100 times fast.
Behavior and social networking.
Yes. So now, the hospital, I was in the hospital on Sunday. Had to go to the emergency room because I had a corneal abrasion. As you know, I had some lenses put in by my eye doctor about a month ago to see what the effect would be. I'm going to have that operation that replaces your cornea, a little cataract, but you replace the cornea with new lenses that will be permanent for the rest of your life that require you not really to use glasses unless you're really reading something close up. So I had the contacts put in. I was thrilled. I told you that from the very first moment until Sunday when one of them dislodged, got stuck in my eye, and it wasn't pleasant. So I went to the emergency room. It was like going to the bar scene from Star Wars. I couldn't believe it. I mean, that's a different subject, but the caliber of the people, my God, the screaming and yelling. And some little kid comes over to me. I'm sitting in the chair reading, and this kid comes over and kicks me in the shins. And his mother says nothing. When she does talk to him, it's all in Spanish, so, you know, who knows what it was that they said. She could have told him to come. I can't believe that the emergency room in this case is a healthy place for that kind of stuff. Anyway, so I went in to get I couldn't get him out myself, so I went into the emergency room. 2 hours I sat there waiting for a doctor, a PA, it turns out, to take the two contacts out of my eyes. And so I had a scratch on one, and I was given some medication and stuff. But it really is amazing how I've gone back to wearing glasses, and I'm not happy because, you know, but I think you got to be careful. The reason I bring it up is because
how was it explained to you that this complication happened?
The lens came loose in my eye. I've left them in 24 hours a day, and they're only supposed to be in for a month or so. So the contact lost contact. I guess that's basically, and it scratched my eyeball.
Did you exceed what they recommended?
A little bit.
It was not an unpredicted.
No, it wasn't a surprise. No, it wasn't. But I enjoyed it so much.
You had to own
I didn't want
some
to take him out.
You had to own some of it.
Oh, I owned it all. I wanted to leave him in there forever because it was so much easier to see with them and not have to carry around and lose glasses everywhere. The optometrist said they last for 3 to 4 weeks and then take them out. So I did it the hard way. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the DJV Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, here to answer your questions, my questions, questions that come about as a result of some of his research. So the number of hospital physicians, I was talking about being on the program, being in the emergency room, and how the doctors were being abused by some of the patients. And so come to find out, this is fairly normal again, huh?
Well, there's a study out this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Network Open Edition. This is a study of over 1,500 doctors on the clinical faculty at Stanford University School of Medicine, one of the prominent premier schools of medicine in the country. And this took place September, October in 2020. So dealing with COVID and other things. And what they found was that 25%, 23.4 to be exact, but about a quarter of the doctors reported mistreatment at work during the past year. And patients and visitors were the main culprits, reported by about 17% of physicians and accounting for more than 70% of all the events, followed by other physicians as the cause. The most frequent forms of mistreatment for these doctors were verbal, reported by 21.5% of respondents, sexual harassment by 5%, and physical intimidation or abuse by 5%. Mm-hmm. So be kind to your doctor. They're trying their best, but these are difficult times, and sometimes the tempers are not as controlled as they should be.
Next item of interest here are all the drug overdoses. We've hit a milestone that's not good here, and we don't seem to be dealing with the issue of immigrants, where the drugs are coming from, what are the stats, And I guess the question for many people is, what do we do about it? And it becomes sort of almost a political question, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and this is a clear problem. It's identifiable, and I think we know what the culprit is, and it's just a matter of a collective will to do something about it. And this comes out of the CDC. This is just whoppingly amazing. Nearly 108,000, Doug, over 100,000 people in America died as a result of drug overdose in 2021. This is the highest number recorded in the calendar year, 108,000. And most of the overdoses, you described it, overdose deaths from opioids. This is a class that includes street drugs such as heroin and prescription pain medications such as oxycodone and fentanyl. This totaled nearly 81,000 people in 2021 and was up from about 70,000 in 2020. And the rest of it mostly was cocaine. Cocaine was up from 21 to 25,000 deaths. But it just seems like so much of this is from fentanyl. It's being now
being brought in illegally across our southern border with people, mules carrying it in. And we sit here fat, dumb, and happy letting all these people come into this country. It's outrageous. Outrageous. All right. Guidelines for use of an aspirin. Questions about whether I asked this question myself. You've told me to be on a baby aspirin, take one every night. There are some new guidelines, apparently, though, for using aspirin. What may they be? This is for heart attacks. You're a cardiologist, so this is right up your alley.
Well, this is now a complex question that you can't give one size fits all. What we're talking about specifically is using a single baby aspirin to prevent the first event, the first heart attack or stroke, not people who've already had a heart attack. These are people who you're trying to prevent an event. And up until a few years ago, it was felt that if you had risk factors for coronary disease, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, obese, inactive, poor diet, even your age, your family history, if you had at least two of those, go on a baby aspirin and everything will be better. And then we began to see that there is a little bit of a risk to doing that. Right. And now that has been really toned back. And the important thing about this study is that in these studies that show that perhaps everybody, like we were in the past, giving this aspirin to, we shouldn't. The key is that to get into the study, you had to have no coronary disease. So if you have any plaque in your coronaries, this doesn't apply.
Right. Yeah. All right. So keep taking the baby aspirin.
Talk to your doctor about it. It's a complex question.
Good question. All right. These are questions. Good questions. Keep them coming. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.